Well, for many years now, we've been talking about the Cambridge-based arts charity Rowan, and we know about the amazing work that goes on at their wonderfully refurbished centre on Humberston Road. But did you know they've got a forest school that's open to adults with learning disabilities? I didn't. But on the line to tell us all about it, and more in particular, on the line to try and get some new recruits to help run it, is Russell from Rowan. Hi, Russell.
Hiya.
So tell us about this forest school of yours then. What goes on and where is it?
We started the Forest School as a sort of a result almost of the pandemic. We did a trial with it in 2019, which is really successful. And a lot of our current participants that come to Rowan really enjoyed it, really getting outside into the woods and getting their hands dirty with nature. So we got some funding from a lovely trust called the Evelyn Trust, and were able to do it, start it up last year as a result of the pandemic, because obviously being outside was a much a safer place to be. We're carrying on. It's been fantastic. It's based in our private woodland in Histon, so we have our very own woodland that we can use, again kindly donated by the landowner. We get up to all sorts of wonderful stuff. We investigate the wildlife there. We make environmental art. We build dens and we have campfires, sometimes a little bit of campfire cooking and all that wonderful stuff that goes on. And so we are currently looking for any adults that with a learning disability that might be interested in coming along and joining us.
I was going to say, it sounds like an amazing opportunity, because, you know, the stuff that's done in a classroom is great and it's safe and it's comfortable and it's amazing. But this is a little bit more hardcore, isn't it? This is out in the wild. This is, I mean, you're not fighting for your survival, but it's a wonderful way to be, just out and doing something creative, isn't it?
It is. And the health benefits of being out in nature has been really well documented and really coming to the light in the recent years. Just sort of being outside, it can help people's well-being so much, you know, being out in nature. But we also have a strong focus on sort of connecting with our site. And it's a lovely thing to come back to each week. You really grow quite attached to it, and you see it changing through the year as well. We go out in all weathers. It's been brilliant to sort of see our current Rowan Rangers, our current group, grow closer together and as a little community, and also really connect with the site.
And is it a sort of thing where you find they're learning different skills, they're trying different things, that if they came into the centre, they might come in and perhaps do music or something like that? Does it sort of widen their horizons?
Absolutely. So we're very much participant-led at Forest School. So it's quite hard to sort of nail down exactly what we're going to be doing, because we try and let our participants choose their own way. And so our group, the current group, started very into sort of like storytelling and acting out, you know, all these sort of like different animals and things that we've seen at the woods. But they're really growing in terms of what they sort of almost steering our sessions towards. And so now we've sort of having a go at a little bit more green woodworking and using tools like bow saws and bill hooks. We made some bat boxes and bird houses for the wood last session, which I think from the outset is probably something that they wouldn't have tried at Rowan, some of them, you know. So yeah, it's been great to sort of give them that opportunity, but also that opportunity to really choose and steer where they want the sessions to go.
Which in its own way has its own positive attitude. It has a real positive spin on it, doesn't it? It's the fact that you're doing it, not necessarily what it is you're doing. Is this like an ongoing thing, or do you book in for a series of sessions?
So it's an ongoing thing. People can come for and keep coming as long as they like, which would be fantastic. Yeah, our current group have been coming every week, bar the lockdown at the start of the year, since last August. And so they've experienced the woodland through the autumn, the winter, and now into the spring, which has been lovely and a perfect time to start forest school. So yeah, no, it's been great.
I was going to say, now really is the time, isn't it? I mean, if it warms up a bit, absolutely. Happy days. Yeah. So what sort of age range are we talking about? And are there any requirements? You know, are there any limitations as to people you can and can't take?
So it is anyone who's 18 plus, And our age range ranges from young 20s all the way up to people in their 50s, late 50s. So we've got quite a age range at the moment. And all are welcome if you're an adult and you've got a learning disability and you know, just get in touch and we'd love to invite you along to come and have a go.
I suppose we really ought to ask, when do these take place?
So it takes place every Friday and it is 10 till 2 during the day.
Okay, and it's in Histon, as you say, it's in your own sort of private woodland. Is it easily reached, though? So people, you know, or is it a public transport thing, if people could get there on public transport, or do you need, really need to be driven?
All of our current participants are either like dropped off or come by taxi. There is public transport links via the bus from Cambridge to Histon, and you would be able to walk there from the bus stop.
Right, fine, fine. And if people want to get involved, how do they get in touch? Either through the website or ring you?
Visit us on our website, www.rowanhumberstone.co.uk, or you can call us, and our telephone number is 01223 566 027, or you can email me directly, which is just Russell, which is RUSSELL at rowanhumberstone.co.uk.
Sounds like great fun, as you say, and very good for your physical and mental health. So well done. Russell, enjoy it. And thanks very much indeed for coming on today and telling us about it.
Well, thanks for inviting us. It's been fantastic. Thank you.